I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
I feel like I can't talk right.
Filthy.
I talk over myself.
Filthy.
I love it, buku, 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 buku.
Wired.
What are you doing?
Being an alarm because he looks like you're gonna fall asleep over there.
Now I'm gonna say stop. That's annoying. I'm gonna see how long I can go without opening my eyes this podcast.
That's
just really
what you're
try
doing.
To just right. Really try to get in there and see what's going on and not be too distracted with what's all the visualities around me. Yeah, no.
I give you about 7 minutes.
Whatever. I know what we're going to talk about, so.
It looks like your eyes are already starting to open.
They're not. I am steadfast.
Especially when you move your eyebrows up and down.
And disciplined. I still need to talk and have some emotion. I don't look like a crazy person.
Stone cold. Just over
yeah.
There.
It's Monday and it's not Sunday. What are we doing?
It's Monday.
Is this going to become a Monday podcast or are we going to keep with the Sunday?
I don't know. Hmm? Well, you know.
Look within yourself. Do it. Pull the sack.
They say like the week starts on Sunday, but I feel like it kind of starts on Monday for real.
Okay. So does that mean we're going to do the podcast on Mondays?
I think it, as long as we do it on Sunday or Monday, it's fine.
Oh my God.
We're just keeping everyone on their toes, you know.
So we're not going to have a hard line in the sand as to when we're going to put these out. I guess this could have been a discussion off the podcast instead of boring the...
We don't need a hard line in the sand.
You know what we do
sometimes? We can be flexible. What?
I'm catching myself doing it. My grandma does this thing where after she's done talking, like she just laughs at everything. Like at anything she says. Like she could be like, I just let the dog die.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
We think we're hilarious.
Yeah, it's like a nervous thing.
Maybe.
And I'm looking within.
But if people are listening and laughing with us, then
mm-hmm. Hey.
I think we're doing the right thing. Zach's eyes are still closed, by
the
way.
They are.
He's doing a good job.
I would tell you how.
He's trying to like touch things right now.
Trying to make sure it's right in front of me. It is, right?
Yeah.
We're good. I wish I knew how long we've been doing this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What's it like to not have your eyesight right now?
I feel like I'm slowly but surely tuning into my other senses.
Yeah, I mean, like they say that's what happens when people go blind.
Yeah.
Your other senses just get stronger.
Yeah.
So you feel like that's happening right now?
Yeah. Like my touch is more feely.
Maybe. Can you like walk around our room at night when like...
I can do it in low light situations, not in no light situations. I'm not that confident. And mainly, our fucking little dog, our dog likes to leave half-eaten bones around. Yeah. And if you step on one of those, it is like a landmine. Like, you will, yeah. It'll wake you up. And it'll wake someone else up because you're going to be cussing because that shit hurts. It's like a Lego.
Yeah, because it's very, because since you chew on it, it's all like prickly.
Sure. And it feels worse than it is because like you went from bliss, which is sleep, to the worst pain imaginable.
Yeah, I try to put his bones away and I'll give him like a look. He like sees me pick up like 6 bones
mm-hmm.
and he knows like I should not have all these bones out right now. And I just look at him like, you mother effer.
Yeah.
And I put him back. And then a week later, all the bones are back out.
Would you still love me if I was blind?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would be your guiding hand.
Hmm. Really?
Would you still love me if I was blind?
I was thinking about it. Yeah, I would love you. But would you still be with me?
Would you still be with me if I was blind?
I probably would. I'd still make you work out.
What? I mean, that's a thing. I could still. Like,
you could. You could just do a whole bunch of burpees. Just stay in shape.
Try to do burpees with your eyes closed.
Fuck no. I can barely do it without them.
We were doing a workout today and
What about it?
Zach farted.
I had two massive rips during our workout. The second one was like kind of played up, but the first one was like a slip. Yeah. That was a little more air than I thought was going to come through.
I was like in the zone too. And I just hear
and whenever you laugh, it's harder to work out. We were doing, what are those, hollow rocks? And if you try to laugh, like, it makes you flex even more and it's harder to do them.
Yeah, so I
hindered myself.
That one out. A couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. Good old fart.
I'm just watching him try to touch things, like, his eyes are still closed.
I'm doing well.
He's doing
Watch
really
us
good.
Not record any of this. All because I wanted to, like, just not
try
have my
to
eyes
see
open.
If you can.
Yeah. Fuck, now I'm, like, nervous. Like, what if we're not recording?
Why don't you just open them and check?
No, I can't. Can you just walk around and see? Can you?
Yeah. This is me being your eyes. I am your guiding hand.
Okay,
hold
okay.
On, hold
as
on.
Long as you see the red,
oh, please.
We're fine. We're fine. Oh, did I plug in the charger? Don't talk like that. Okay, we're fine. You would have freaked out. You'd be like, Zach, come on. Right?
It's not
right?
It's not recording, Zach.
All right, well, let's just keep going then. If it's
no,
not
you did
recording.
You did everything good. You Gucci. Right,
we're good. So, how have you been?
Oh, you know. I've been well.
I've never heard you talk like that. Ha, you know.
I don't think I meant for that to come out. I don't know. I've been good. Been working a lot. My feet hurt. Yeah. Like, my feet hurt. So I need to, like, I want to, like, take an Epsom salt bath because I hear, like, that helps a lot. So I want to do that. And I have some Epsom salt and I just haven't done it.
Oh, that bath is kind of gross. We've taken, like, one bath in there ever?
I know. I take baths in there sometimes.
Really? Ew.
Yeah. After I clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does everyone else pee in the shower? Have we talked about this?
I don't think we have, but I'm pretty
people
sure
pee in the
like
shower,
other
right?
people pee in the shower. Okay, that's like a thing.
Okay.
It's really gross. Zach pees in the shower.
Do couples take showers together, or are we weird for doing that?
No, people like, definitely take showers together, right?
I don't know.
We don't like make it like a intimate thing. We just like shower together.
Yeah.
So I'm sure
that's pretty intimate, though.
Like, well, yeah,
cleaning each other in the same.
Well,
area.
Yes, but it's not like we're being naughty in the shower. We're just taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
People do that.
Yep.
People take showers together for sure. That's healthy. Is it? Is that
probably
healthy?
Not. It's like it's the worst thing you could do.
How was your week last week? How was your day today? Zach didn't go to work today.
I was feeling I had a case of the downs today.
Yeah, I woke up and it was like 8:20 and usually
you're
he's
like,
gone by then. I was like, babe.
You're late. Nah, bro. I took a personal day. Wasn't feeling too hot. I got some shit done though. Got some packing done.
Yeah, our house looks bare.
I know this podcast room, if I could open my eyes, I'd describe it to you. But it's like just got the green on the walls, got a TV, this table.
And then we have some, like, cut up bed.
Whatever, that's
Tempur-Pedic thing.
No, that's for the booth, bro.
Right, yeah. It's
that's
not
for
legit,
the sound. It, no, like, it's that's why it's not echoey in here.
Yeah,
it absorbs
knows,
it.
Zach knows what he's doing. No, we had a tapestry that was covering it, but we took the tapestry down, so now it's just, like,
exposed
ugly.
Booth. It's that booth. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
I used to go to kids' houses, or I went to one kid's house. I went to one kid's house one time, and he had freaking
a studio,
like, three mattresses, and then he had above it, he had like this like cloth, and it had a mic
that's
coming
some,
out of the mattress, and it sounded pretty good. And he would
say,
make
it
some.
It was probably real in there, huh?
Yeah.
That's raw.
Yeah.
That's raw.
He was just fucking around on Fruity Loops. And was,
excuse
you know?
Me.
Don't.
Excuse
I wish
me.
I could see you and smite you.
Smite just you. Open your eyes. Smite? Is that a word?
I don't know.
What else is going on?
Fuck, I can't if... Ah, damn it.
What, do you need to open your eyes?
Yeah.
You need to open your eyes?
Shit.
You can't do this, can you?
Uh-uh. I'm going to try.
Open your eyes, Zach.
Fuck, if I do it, I might exit out of the whole thing.
Don't. What are you doing?
But if I do it, it'll be freaking awesome.
What are you trying to do right now?
I'm trying to play the...
Oh, God.
I'm so scared right now.
Oh, God.
I didn't do it. I got to open them.
Oh, he did it. How long did you last?
10 minutes.
Oh.
Fuck, but I meant to do this. I had just... That was the one key off. Panda. And I guess I can't read my panda fortune without...
Ooh, yeah. You had to do it sometime.
Eyes, you know? You
need your eyes.
It just goes to show you, it's a life lesson you learn here on the podcast. Sometimes you need your eyes.
Yeah.
No, I asked about the, like, would you stay with... We're watching Desperate Housewives right now.
Yeah, I figured that's what you were referencing. And Carlos and Gabby are married, and Carlos is blind now forever. And Gabby's doing a good job, I'd say.
Did I even say Desperate Housewives, or did I go... Far.
Honestly, I don't know. I heard Desperate Housewives, but I might be immune to your...
my mumble?
Yeah, your mumble. So.
Jesus. All right. This is our...
Panda
fortunes.
Panda.
You go first.
Okay. You will obtain your goal if you maintain your course. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. What does that mean to you?
I feel like we're on a little bit of a course right now.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep
maintaining,
striving and maintaining for what we
believe, push, positive energy.
Do you have any more like
flow?
Yeah, perfect.
Flow state.
Let's hear yours, Zach.
Mindfulness. This is my
That's the
panda
third time.
Fortune. a recent discovery will bring about great friendship.
What does that even mean?
A recent discovery will bring about great friendship.
So...
Something I just learned will bring about... Wow.
Great friendship.
Yeah.
So, are you going to meet someone new? Do you think you're going to become an... Ooh, I know. I know what's going to happen.
But...
You're going to go to this... Event. And meet someone new. You're going to go to an event by yourself, meet someone new, and it's going to lead you to discover.
What event? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you... Oh. Why don't you just say it?
What? Where are you going to go?
Where am I going to go, Trina?
I don't
know. Why are you being all weird?
Why are you yelling at me now?
Why are you being weird?
I don't know. I was just... It could be anything. It could be an open mic. It could be...
You made it sound like it was a specific event.
No, I just meant like something. You're going to go discover something. You're going to discover a new thing. And I don't know. Panda fortunes are dumb. We should just scratch this whole episode.
What are you talking about?
You tried to talk for the first 10 minutes with your eyes closed. Like,
don't get frustrated. It's not dumb.
I'm done with this.
What are you talking about? That event?
Can you just be done with it? Like, I don't fucking know. I was just trying to say, like, something. You're going to do something new, and you're going to discover something new and learn something new from this event that you go to, and because of that, you'll meet new people. Done. Bam. Panda Fortune is over.
But Panda Fortune doesn't say anything about event.
Okay, well, I was just saying... Fucking read it, Zach. What does it say?
A recent discovery will...
Yeah, a recent discovery. You can discover something somewhere, like, at a fucking event. So, I don't know. Just be done. Like, whatever. I'm over it.
There's something deeper going on.
Oh, my God.
There's always something deeper.
This is so annoying.
All right. Well, maybe we can... I just wanted to know the event you're talking about.
I don't have a specific one. I was just giving you an example. Okay. I don't fucking know. Just delete
Guys,
it
Guys, speaking
all.
Of events, I'm not deleting this. This is gold.
This is horrible.
speaking of events, everyone goes to these events a certain time of year during fall and too early February. Guys, we're talking about football, the NFL. And we got a fan question asking us, where do we like to event when it comes to football? See how I tied it in there, babe?
No.
Guys, we got the question, who's our favorite football team? Trina, I know you're a hometown girl.
Go Jags.
Ooh.
There's my answer. What's yours?
Jags.
Cool.
Jags fam. Is that all you have to say? Mm-hmm. Why are you a Jags fan? Just because you're born here?
Born and raised. Go Jacksonville.
Born and raised. All right. So who are your favorite players?
I don't know. I don't care that much about football, honestly.
Really? Good. I'm glad you're honest.
Yep.
I'm glad you're being so open right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. We have... You ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Are you ready for Vicky? Are you ready for just saying with Vicky? I don't feel like you are. I feel like we need more energy. We need positivity. We need more claps. Come on, clap with me. Let's get it going, guys. For your last segment of the day. Vicky. All right. This is turning into a disaster. And I'm glad you're all here to hear this is all the name of the clip is. It's your, is your house fat?
Are you gonna play it?
Hi everyone, the question today is, do you have a fat house? What that means is, are you overstuffed in your house with things? Are you outsized in your house? Meaning like a human being who's wearing a pair of pants that are too tight and they're bulging out of them. You could be bulging out of your house the same way a person could be bulging mm-hmm. out of their clothing. Mm-hmm. It's the same concept that you don't fit in your clothes anymore and you might not be fitting in your house anymore. That's the hint that you need to lose the fat. So, if you're bulging.
What? Do you have a fat house?
You think out of you have your fat house, then you need to trim the fat. You need to go through your things and get rid of the stuff you're not using. Give it away. Sell it on OfferUp or let go. Donate it. Give it to the church. Do something with it, but just get it out of your house. In a way, your house is kind of like a person.
Is she reading from something?
All this excess I don't know. Stuff crammed in it, it weighs you, isn't healthy. Your home is your place where you rejuvenate, where you relax.
I feel like she goes in and out of reading something and then coming from the heart.
So yes, your house can be overweight and you can do something about it. Does this sound
edited, the clip?
You can start trimming the fat. And to keep the fat off, that means anytime you bring something new in, then you need to get rid of something old or get rid of something. So again, I ask you, is your house fat? That's all I have for today, and I'm just saying.
Just saying. All right, what do you think?
I think she's right.
Do you think we're people who have a lot of fat in our house?
No.
Nah. Our house is pretty lean.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we have the basics.
Yeah, we have what we need. Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy. Nothing over the top. We don't have like a bar or some shit.
Who has a bar in their house?
My parents had a bar in their house.
Had? So it's gone now?
I think they kind of still do. There's one like upstairs. It's like got like a, it's a little kitchen area.
Yeah, well, they don't count.
Why?
They have room. They have, like, room for a bar, so. Mm.
Okay.
They can have that in their house. It's not. That's not extra fat for them.
Did I offend you earlier?
If we were to have a bar in our house, that would be extra fat for us.
Yeah. Because we don't live in a...
I'm just saying.
You're just saying. Mm-hmm. That's your mom's. You can't steal your mom's tag.
I'm not stealing her tag.
You are.
I'm her daughter.
Well, even worse. At least steal your aunt shit. Don't steal your own mother.
What?
Your own mother.
Does that make sense?
Trina, what do you want to talk about? What hurts you right now?
You.
What feelings do you have flowing through you?
You annoy me.
Describe it, because I get it. I annoy myself. Sometimes I have to take myself away from people because I'm like, I'm too much right now. You ever do that?
I feel like you just like look too deeply into things. Like I was just making a point. I was just saying something. And
well, I thought you had like an event planned out for
me. No, I didn't. But like you can't just like go with things. Like that's all I was saying. It doesn't fucking matter. It's so stupid.
Back to the old event. We got to keep plugging through this, plowing through this. I don't care how much it hurts. Why'd you get so angry?
I'm not angry.
Why'd your demeanor change?
It hasn't. I'm just sitting here letting you talk.
This is interesting.
Okay. This is not interesting at all.
I think it is.
It's not.
Why do I annoy you? In what way?
Oh my God. I'm not talking about that.
Why not?
Because you just do. You just get on my nerves sometimes. I love you, but you just get on my nerves sometimes.
Okay.
I'm sure I get on your nerves, too.
Can you name something specific? Like, not something specifically, but, like, can you more specifically pinpoint the way in which I get
like,
on your nerves?
I don't know. You just do sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I've been around you for too much. I just want to not be around you for a second. You said it the other day. You're like, I get it now. Like, having time to yourself. I haven't really had that.
When do you not have it?
Well, I didn't get this morning when I wanted to get ready for work, did I? Because you decided to stay home for work today.
So is that good that you need me not around at all?
I do need you around. That's not what I'm saying.
I just don't get it.
Okay. I'm not...
Why is sometimes it's fine?
Nothing I say right now is making sense, so I'm just over this.
Do we need to stop recording?
I don't know.
We can put this out right now.
Why? It sucks anyways. It doesn't suck. It's so bad.
It doesn't suck. That's your woe is me stuff right now coming out. And that's why I think you got, like, angry earlier, because, like, you... Like, what were we talking about?
Why are we still talking? Like, why is it still to be a thing? Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, whatever. It is what it is.
All right. Podcast over. Guys, we'll see you
next
week.
No one said it had to be over, but, like, I just don't understand why you, like, want to keep bringing it up and why you want to keep talking about it. There's plenty of other things we can talk about.
Like what? Tell me.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking stressed out because we're going to be fucking, like, homeless.
We'll be all right. We will be well.
Okay.
Home.
What? Why are you just looking at me?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be homeless.
Pretty much.
We'll have a place to stay. Why is that always such a big fear?
To be homeless? Who would want to be homeless?
But have you ever been homeless?
Okay, well, I don't feel like I'm doing... Like, I don't feel like I know where my life is going at the moment.
So let's talk about that. Let's not talk about... a little squabble we're having. Let's talk about the bigger issue. And while we're having the squabble.
Okay, well, I just told you the issue.
Well, aren't we doing something about it?
I guess.
What steps need to happen in order to make your brain feel at peace and at ease?
Maybe we could find a place to live, Zach.
Okay, isn't that what we're doing, though? We're trying to do that?
It doesn't seem like it. Why are we talking about this right now?
Because that's what we need to do.
So dumb.
We've been actively looking. And yeah, we haven't found it like yet, but like it'll happen. Just like we found a place to live right now.
Okay.
It all works out.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
All right.
All right. I love you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm annoying. You know, you've never been annoying. Like, anytime I thought, like, I'm never like, she's annoying.
Great. Now you're just making me look like an asshole for calling you annoying.
Oh, I look like an asshole plenty on the podcast.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is the worst episode ever.
I like it. This is awesome. This is like therapy. We don't even have to put this out.
Yeah, but you're going to.
I don't have to.
You're going to.
Only with your permission.
You'll just do it behind my back.
Only with your permission.
Just like you eat food behind my back. I'm sure you'll put this podcast out behind my back.
I told you I ate food behind your back. So technically, it's not really doing it behind your back.
Yeah, so what you'll do is you'll put the episode out behind my back and then be like, oh, yeah, I released episode 14. I called it, the Trina says the worst episode ever. You're going to put your stupid little freaking...
Behind your back. It's like saying, oh, I'm cheating on you behind your back. Whatever. Not anymore. I tell you about these honey buns. You wanted me to get... We already had a cookie tonight. You wanted me to get a honey bun... And then cosmic brownies. So this is when the stuff really comes out. When you try to throw me under the bus. Whoa. Whoa. Alright. Well, I guess that can be it. We can take all this out. We don't have to put it out.
I don't care what you do.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't care.
You do care, though.
I don't. It's whatever.
Well, people are going to look down right now and realize, oh, they didn't quit there. They talk for another 20 minutes because they see there's 47 minutes in this episode. Or, like, they didn't talk about much after. They're about to wrap it up and play this dope-ass outro. What's going to happen, Trina?
I don't understand what you're saying.
It could end right now, or we can move past this.
You tell me what's happening right now.
I
have no idea what you're doing. I don't know what you're saying or what you're doing.
No one ever does. What do you think Barack Obama's doing right now?
Oh, my God.
Your aunt had a great point. Shout out to Aunt Gigi. We went over a lot of facts last week, and we just listed a whole bunch of facts about millennials and spending, and we didn't really comment on it. So we were just like a live MSN podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, our episode was sponsored by MSN last week. Yeah.
A lot of MSN topics. You can learn a lot from MSN.
Yeah, Zach. He goes on it every day.
Yeah. I know that LeBron is most likely going to go to the Lakers.
Nobody cares about that.
Because Vegas has their...
Basketball's gay.
It's not gay.
It is. Sports are gay.
Well, you do CrossFit, so...
Well, that's not gay.
What? What? I wouldn't say anything's gay because if you say it's gay, then it's... You're saying it in a negative way, and I don't speak like that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't, you faggot.
You should read Zach and I's texts.
They're so bad. We call each other names, and we just say stuff.
Mm-hmm. Inappropriate things. Not naughty inappropriate things, like mean inappropriate things.
Yeah, it's bad. That's actually really bad. We should stop that.
Now that you're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Nah, it's funny.
Man.
I laugh when I read them.
Really?
And send them to you, yeah.
That's good. Well, you think Gayfer should come back?
Yeah, Gayfer. I said Gayfer to him the other day, and I just started, like, saying Gayfer in my head. Like, Gayfer.
God, that was such a good word. No more.
Yeah, and people... What? I feel, like, bad saying, like, retard. But, like, I used to say...
Retard's a hard one now. It's a hard one.
Yeah. I used to say retard a lot.
I don't mind Gayfer because I feel like most gay people are smarter than the average person and they get that you're not, you know, being
facetious.
You know, hurtful. Yeah. They get that you're being facetious. Yeah. It's not right. Like it's the worst thing to say, so it's the funniest thing to say. And I think a lot of, I think, more gay people than, you know.
Yeah, you just said faggot, people. And that's even more offensive.
Yeah, but I feel like.
I used to say faggot a lot, too.
Especially the gay people that I wouldn't want to be around. Like, they know that I'm not, like, there's no malice because I say a word. Just, like, black people that I've ever, any, like, black person I've ever been friends with or, like, any other, you know, like, marginalized group of people who I've been friends with, they know there's not, like, malice in the things people really say. It's just what you do. And,
yeah, so bring back gayfer.
Gayfer. Hashtag no, gayfer. I'm not. I'm not doing that. I can't even. Hashtag I can't believe I just said that.
Bring back the gayfer.
Oh, you can't do that.
I just did it.
You're going to get our sponsors taken away from us.
Yeah. All the million that we have.
Panda will not allow us to read their fortunes. That would actually help us if Panda came after us.
Yeah. Right? Come on, Panda. News.
Come after us, Panda. Your orange chicken's not even that good.
It's bomb.
It's actually really good. That's the only thing it's get.
Not that great. You think that it's, like, good compared to, like, what it's supposed to be compared to?
Well, I don't even think it's real Chinese food. Like, orange chicken.
No, for sure it's not.
Kung Pao. Like, that's not even, like, real Chinese food.
Their beef and broccoli is good. I like that shit.
Beef and broccoli. Anything else? What else? Do you have anything in your phone that you have written down? Any notes? Any ambitions?
No, I don't have any ambitions. None.
We haven't had a lot of vocal fry this episode. Yeah.
What is vocal fry?
When you like talk like this, because you're trying to really draw out words.
Well, that's all the vocal fry for this episode. We got it out now.
All right. I thought, you know how like, never mind. It's a bad idea. Oh, how what? About this, guys?
Don't just be like, nah, that's a bad idea.
How about this? Like, this is what? Even better. This is even better. Guys, Trina and I go out. And this hasn't always happened, but, you know, like, it's been, I feel like it's become the norm. How do you feel about this, Trina, though? Man gets meal, woman gets tip.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to split it, but take care of the tip, because sometimes that can get costly.
Yeah.
Right?
As the man, make sure that the woman tips accordingly, though.
True. But that could be, like, a cute little playful thing. I mean, maybe that's just, we've been dating for so long that we don't care. But, yeah, first date would be weird. But, like, no, you got to tip 25%. Like, that's all you had to get the tip.
So,
like,
on the first date, for sure, the man should pay for all of it.
Yeah. But,
like, as you go into, like, more dates.
Yeah. As the lie starts to unfold.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty fair, though, because, I mean, if you think about it, like, we'll spend, like, an average, like, $50, and then we'll leave, like, we tip well, too, so we'll leave, like, I'll leave over 20%.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, fair.
Yeah. Works out. I mean, and the woman feels like she contributed.
Yeah, exactly.
And if she gets the tip at dinner, maybe she'll get the tip later.
Oh, right.
Am I right?
You're so right.
God, that was such a good note. No, for all the in my notes I wrote, man gets meal, woman gets tip. Thoughts? Also, am I right?
Oh my God.
Okay. You know how like you used to call places or like prank call people like last name is hard and first name is, you know, like dick, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, there's a new one. This guy, this is an actual name I read. I don't know where it was. I think it was on, like, TV. Like, it was an athlete.
Okay.
But last name was Arts. First name was Pusif. So his name was Pusif Arts. Pusif Arts.
He's an athlete? What sport?
I don't remember. I just heard, I saw his name somewhere. And I was like, I got to write this down when I have my phone. Then I randomly wrote it down. Pusif Arts.
Pusive
all right.
Pusive Arts. This episode sucks. Pusive Arts. I'm sorry.
How dare you? Guys, we're just going to leave it on that. This episode sucks. Pusive Arts. It's cold feet. We'll be back hopefully next Sunday.
We have to move on Sunday. We're not going to be back on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
I will at least be back. I will be dedicated to you all because I know you're listening. I know there's you love no this episode because you're happen. A true fan. You're just a true...
This episode is garbage.
Well, that's what people want. They like it. It's real.
So real.
Guys, we love you. I'm Zach. She was Trina. And we've been Cold Feet, and we're out.
Peace. I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on.
Stay.